Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. In Huron Circuit Court, Raymond J. Parent was handed down a 2-year probation sentence for felonious assault. Parent, who entered a no-contest plea, faces a 365-day jail term with 60 days already served. The remaining time is suspended, but only if he successfully navigates his probation. Key conditions are firm. Parent is prohibited from possessing any firearms, a point highlighted by a unique agreement to permanently transfer family weapons away from him. He must also maintain absolute no contact with the victim in the case, staying at least 500 feet from her home or workplace. Acknowledging parents' military service, the court has opened the door for VA-provided services to fulfill his substance abuse and mental health services. This sentence underscores a clear message: comply or face the full weight of the remaining jail time. And a swift legal turn from Michigan courtroom, Scott Merritt Galbraith has owned up to probation violations. He admitted to consuming alcohol and possessing the controlled substance Norco, sidestepping a full hearing. But the consequences are stark. Galbraith now faces up to a decade in prison. His sentencing is set for March 23, 2026 at 9 a.m. Until then, he remains on bond, monitored by a tether, as the court awaits a crucial updated report that will help seal his fate. When we come back after this Bresky Builders sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and as part of a National Consumer Protection Week, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is reissuing her consumer alerts on smishing scams and government imposter scams due to a new version of toll road scam targeting residents. This latest scam involves a fraudulent text with an image claiming to be a notice of civil infraction hearing regarding a toll violation from the 36th District Court in Wayne County. The message falsely warns that the recipient must appear in person for a hearing or admit responsibility and pay a penalty before the scheduled hearing date. The scam also includes a QR code that leads to a deceptive website designed to appear legitimate from the Michigan Department of State. Similar scams have also been reported using the names of private companies and the Michigan Department of Transportation. Scammers are using toll road scams to scare residents into turning over their hard-earned money, said Attorney General Nessel. When in doubt, always follow your instincts and never share personal and financial information because you received an urgent text message. Verify any claims with the 36th District Court or any entity a scammer is claiming to represent. Text messages about toll road fees and fines are just one example of smishing. Other examples include text scams about arrest warrants, undelivered packages, and job offers. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.